He had them assembled in Bob Merchant's carriage house, where they had their weekly meetings. All the horsemen, in fatigues, with weapons, sitting on folding chairs among the children's bicycles and the family garden tools. That had been easy. There was a system in place to assemble the horsemen. Now it was all on him. He stood in a near trance at the side of the room, waiting for the men to settle. Now everything was in what he would say. He felt simultaneously frenetic and still. If Jesse knew that JoJo killed Tammy Portugal, then soon he would know why. And once JoJo began to talk, and Hasty had no doubt that under pressure JoJo would talk, he would tell everything. Tammy, Lou Burke, Tom Carson, the arms deal, everything. And all that Hasty had built for, all the plans, the mobilization, the slow expansion, all that Hasty was, the horseman, the bank, the prominent man in town. He didn't know how JoJo had gotten those pictures, but he knew why he had gone public with them. He should never have fought with him about the aborted weapons deal. He should not have blamed him. The blame goes to the commander. It had been a moment of weakness and frustration, and it had betrayed him as such moments always would betray a man who had the burden of command. Later, he could learn from that mistake. Now, he must silence it. Stone knew. He didn't know how much, but Stone knew something about Lou Burke when he suspended him. He knew something about JoJo. Stone was another mistake. Hasty had wanted a pliable drunk. He had been deceived. That mistake had to be silenced, too. Once he would simply have used JoJo, but now he could not. Now he had only one instrument, the horsemen. However he was to save the situation, the horsemen were what he had available. He had not told them yet of the aborted arms deal. If he could pull this off, the arms deal would fade. They wouldn't need the arms. Perhaps he could control the town without them. Enough good men, banded in the right cause. The room was quiet. Hasty walked out in front of the men. His insides felt jagged and unstable. My God, he thought, I hope I don't foul myself. He tried to tighten his stomach. He took in a deep breath through his nose so as not to let it show and tried to focus on what he wanted.
Man,
he said, and paused and cleared his throat.
Man, we have been preparing. I think it is fair to say that many of us have been preparing all our lives for the moment that has come.
He could hear the nervous vibrato in his voice. Was he to fail himself in the moment of crisis? Command, he said to himself. Command.
You all know JoJo. He has his ways, but he has been one of us. Now they have him in jail on a manufactured charge, and they will force him to incriminate us. He may resist them, but no one can resist long. They use science to pervert us. Injections, hypnosis, sleep deprivation. It will not be long before Jesse Stone knows our every plan.
They were listening. His voice was stabilized, though his insides were still turbulent.
I know that many of us have come to like Jesse Stone, but that is part of his way. He is, at the very bottom line, a stooge for the state police.
From the inside pocket of his field jacket, he took a Polaroid picture of Sissy and held it up.
He has even circulated this disgusting piece of trash. I don't know if any of you have received one. It is an obvious doctored picture purporting to be my wife. A man capable of that kind of deceit is capable of anything.
Several of the men leaned forward, trying to make out the picture. Hasty paused, letting his eyes rove slowly over the room, meeting the look of as many of the men as he could. He let the pause build. After a long moment, he put the picture back in his jacket pocket. His insides were settling. He was hardened by his rhetoric. He had felt the satisfaction of revenge as he had held up his wife's naked picture in front of the men. Bitch. He felt powerful. His voice was strong.
He has to be stopped, Hasty said softly.
Hasty paused again, looking slowly around the room. Some of the men were nodding their heads.
We will implement our plan to take the town hall. We will take JoJo out of there, and we will eliminate Jesse Stone.
You mean kill him?
One of the men said from the back.
In a war of liberation, we do what we must. We've done this exercise often enough. We know how. Each of you should report to a squad leader now. First squad will disable telephone service from the town hall. Second squad will see to the electricity. Third and fourth squad will deploy to the town hall and establish a perimeter.
The silence in the room was jagged with excitement. What had been a kind of war game had suddenly become real, and the men felt frightened and heroic.
It is our moment. Paradise will be ours. Quietly, without fanfare, and without opposition, we can establish a free, white, Christian community.
Lying on her stomach behind a folded canvas pool cover in the loft of the carriage house, Michelle Merchant listened intently. Her father and her brother were both horsemen. She thought that all that rah-rah crap that Mr. Hathaway was spouting was really bogus, but she kind of liked the movement because it was anti-establishment the way she was. And when her father got on her case, she could say that she was just rebelling the way he did. Her father didn't like her knowing anything about the horsemen, which was why she liked to hide in the loft during meetings and listen in. Below her, the men had broken up into four groups. They checked their watches. Then two of the groups went out first. The other men waited. The tension was so strong that it even reached the loft and filtered through Michelle's nearly impenetrable scorn. She could feel her heartbeat quicken. The men kept checking their watches, and after what seemed to Michelle a long time, the last two groups went out and the room was empty. Michelle could feel her breath coming a little faster. Were they actually going to attack the town hall and kill Jesse? Did they actually believe that crap about starting a free town, whatever that meant? That was total crap. Even if they killed Jesse and got JoJo Janesse out of jail, pretty soon other cops would know and they'd come and put all the dumb horsemen in jail. Anybody knew that, for Christ's sake. The only thing that bothered her was Jesse Stone. He was the only adult she'd ever met who hadn't given her a load of bullshit when he talked to her. She kind of didn't like him getting killed. She didn't want to spoil this thing. It was kind of exciting, and she wanted to see what her old lady would do when Dad got arrested. What kind of lecture would they give Michelle then, she wondered. She kind of liked Jesse, though. She slid out the hayloft door and climbed down the back ladder and set off across her backyard.